Welcome to the Vital Dawn Podcast for Monday, May 13th. The U.S. equity futures are up modestly this morning. You have S&P futures up 5 points. That's 10 basis points. Dow futures are up 16 points. That's 4 basis points. You have modest outperformance in the NASDAQ futures up 30 points or 15 basis points. In Europe, the major indices are down about 5 to 15 basis points. You are seeing underperformance in Europe in industrials, basic resources, and tech. Modest underperformance in those groups. And then on the upside in Europe, healthcare, banks, autos are outperforming. Autos are doing particularly well. They're up about 1%. Stellantis, Volkswagen, Renault, BMW all trading well. Bayer has a modest bid ahead of its earnings report tomorrow morning. And then Maersk, the giant shipping company, is one of the top stocks in Europe. And then turning to Asia, you had mixed price action. The Nikkei dipped 13 basis points. The Hang Seng rallied 80 basis points. The Shanghai Comp slipped about 20 basis points. So pretty quiet this morning as far as big incremental news over the weekend. And then this morning, you did have some China economic data out over the weekend that was modestly underwhelming, including bank lending statistics, money supply, and then inflation. We get another big data dump Thursday night out of China with industrial production, retail sales, and a lot of other important April numbers. But you did get some underwhelming figures over the weekend. Otherwise, really not a whole lot of massive, big macro developments. For the last several days, I think investors have really just been waiting on the major set of catalysts, which start tomorrow. Two big buckets of events this week with U.S. inflation. So you get to PPI tomorrow, you get to CPI on Wednesday, and then April end earnings, which kick off tomorrow morning with Home Depot. They continue Wednesday morning with Deere and Walmart. Thursday morning with Deere and Walmart, Wednesday night with Cisco, and then a couple of others. But those are kind of the two big tracks of catalysts for this week. April end earnings, which specifically will give us more insight into the state of the consumer. We've had, at best, a very, very mixed consumer March end earnings season, a lot of evidence suggesting that there is a further retrenchment happening by the consumer when it comes to spending. So we'll get valuable insight from Walmart on Thursday and then continuing throughout the month of May with a bunch of other retailers. And those are kind of the major events and talking points for today. Like I said, very quiet over the weekend, but that will change starting tomorrow morning. For the calendar today specifically, there is not much. You have a couple of inflation figures, India CPI, you get New York Fed Consumer Expectation Survey at 11. OpenAI is expected to have a product event today. They have been pushing back on chatter about launching a search engine, although the chatbots and traditional search engines do seem to be converging. So Google is incorporating more chatbot-like features into its search engine, and OpenAI is incorporating more search engine-like features into its chatbot. So those two product categories are converging. Whether or not OpenAI formally launches a search engine today, I think it's kind of beside the point. There was a report over the weekend about how Apple and OpenAI are closing in on a partnership. Apple will license certain OpenAI technologies for the iPhone. Unclear specifically what that exactly means. The New York Times had a big profile article on Apple Friday night discussing the how it's approaching AI internally, the various different announcements it's set to make at Worldwide Developer Conference in about a month on June 10th. Specifically, the two big features of Apple's AI approach will involve an enhanced version of Siri coupled with a, quote-unquote, on-device approach to the technology, so whereby users will be utilizing a lot of the AI tools on their iPhone, on the Mac, rather than using a service being hosted off of a data center. So I wrote a big piece Saturday morning on that. There's a link to it in the piece this morning, just discussing, again, Apple's approach to AI ahead of the big Worldwide Developer Conference. And those are the major themes and trends for today, Monday, May 13th. Thank you for listening.